Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Deadline for Kansas voter registration is today. We've got the story.
Wichita police say the same man may have robbed two businesses. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A lawsuit contests gender policy on Kansas birth certificates. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Once again, temperatures dive below freezing overnight. When do we finally warm up? Our complete forecast is on the way.
Today is the deadline for Kansans to register if they hope to vote in the midterm elections, November 6th. More than 300,000 people are registered to vote in Sedgwick County. That's a record. It's about 25,000 more than the last midterm election in 2014.
Soon, demolition will begin on Wichita's Lawrence Dumont Stadium, clearing the way for a new stadium to host the city's AAA baseball team, moving here from New Orleans. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the city council will look at an agreement with the new team at today's council meeting.
We don't anticipate a vote. We wanted to present it to the council because there's a lot to absorb and go through there. It's a fairly complicated agreement, so we'll work our way through those agreements for the stadium itself and then bring it back in a couple of weeks and vote on it.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Police are looking for an armed man who robbed a gas station in downtown Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened Sunday afternoon at the Express Mart north of Kellogg and Market.
An unknown suspect entering this business, attempting to buy a drink. The suspect then handed the employee a note demanding all the money from the register. The suspect did display a gun. Money was given to the suspect, who fled in a dark-colored SUV with light gray in the front driver's side quarter panel of the vehicle.
Sunday night, a suspect with a similar description robbed the Dollar General store at Pawnee and Oliver. Investigators are trying to determine if these robberies might be related. A video surveillance image of the suspect from the Express Mart robbery accompanies the story on our website, knssradio.com.
A federal lawsuit is challenging a Kansas policy prohibiting changing the gender designation on birth certificates for transgender people.
Lambda Legal says Kansas is one of three states, along with Tennessee and Ohio, with similar policies. The lawsuit was filed Monday on behalf of four people and the Kansas Statewide Transgender Education Project. It seeks an order forcing state officials to provide birth certificates that reflect a transgender person's sex, consistent with the gender they say they identify with. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in an email that the issue was previously litigated in a state court. Its spokeswoman said the department does not have the authority to change a birth certificate except to make minor corrections by a court order. Gender identity is not considered a minor correction. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As top U.S. officials head to Saudi Arabia to get answers about the mysterious disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, some lawmakers are still questioning the future of that country's role as a key American ally.
Saudi Arabia, seen as a key partner in preventing Iran from expanding in the region, now has some lawmakers putting the Saudis' role as a key ally in question. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News at night,
if they did this, it makes it impossible for us to work with them closely in the short term until something's done about it.
Rubio says cutting arms sales may also be on the table, as President Trump has promised a, quote, swift response if Saudi Arabia is found to have played a role in the suspected death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a phone call Monday, President Trump says King Salman denied any knowledge of the incident. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Will he or won't he? There have been plenty of questions about the possibility of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis quitting the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he's not going anywhere, but there have been questions about Mattis's opinion of President Trump ever since Bob Woodward reported in his book Fear that Mattis said the president had the understanding of a fifth grader. Mattis denied the remark, but when the president was on 60 Minutes this past weekend, he was asked if Mattis is leaving his job.
I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth, but General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well.
Mattis telling reporters while on a flight to Vietnam that he is on the president's team and, quote, we just continue doing our job. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll touch on the baseball playoffs last night, and it's opening night for pro basketball in the NBA tonight, including a shocker rookie. We'll have the information coming up in sports.
The New England Patriots have banned from Gillette Stadium a fan who threw beer in the face of a Kansas City Chiefs player. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The New England Patriots say they have banned from Gillette Stadium a fan who threw beer in the face of Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill late in the Patriots' win. After scoring on a 75-yard pass with just over 3 minutes to play in Sunday's game, Hill's momentum carried him through the back of the end zone and into the padded wall. Foxborough Police Chief William Baker says his department is investigating. No name was released.
The nation's second-largest health insurer agrees to pay the government a record $16 million to settle potential privacy violations. It's the biggest known health care hack in U.S. history.
The personal information of nearly 79 million people, including birth dates, social security numbers, and medical IDs, was exposed in the hack, which Anthem discovered 3 years ago. The company also agreed to a corrective action plan that would be monitored by the government. Anthem, based in Indianapolis, covers more than 40 million people and sells individual and employer insurance in key markets like New York and California. The payment is in lieu of any civil payments that may have been imposed by the Department of Health and Human Services. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Well, Halloween is all about scaring people, but an Ohio man's Halloween display was a little too real.
85-year-old Army vet Delbert Holsinger of Pickerington set up a fake plane crash in his yard, complete with an upside-down plane, a skeleton, and a witch spilling out of the cockpit. That last element might be a giveaway that it's a display and not real, but it prompted a 911 call from an alarmed witness anyway. Holsinger was surprised it caused such a fuss, saying anybody with any sense can see it isn't real. By the way, he says he's thinking about adding a witch on a broom near the airplane, so it looks like it ran into her. Expect another 911 call. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
And a traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We've been telling you this morning about a big rig that overturned in East Wichita, loaded with cattle, tipping onto its side, leading from southbound K-96 to eastbound Kellogg. No injuries to any human beings. That ramp is open for traffic, but there are crews trying to clean up that semi-truck overturn, and there is a diesel fuel leak associated with that as well. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. A frosty start out there to our Tuesday.
Yeah, kind of cold out there this morning, right?
You know what? I thought the cold didn't bother you that much.
It doesn't, but I can comment that it's cold without saying, oh my goodness, gracious sakes alive, I'm running around and in a panic. No, I'm not. But it is chilly, there's no doubt about it.
No, it is. And just to backpack off what you said, I'm not going to lie. Now, I haven't broken and turned the heat on yet, but I did throw some long johns on because after yesterday morning, it was I just didn't even want to deal with it. Right. I know it's going to warm up. It's going to get warmer. But it's like you wake up and it's, man, so cold. And
right.
We just should not be there already for this time of year. But right. Here we are. But at least we're going to be warming up for those of us that do want those warmer temperatures. That's exactly what we're going to get today. Still pretty chilly out there right now, though, but eventually warming up to the upper 50s and low 60s. That's where we'll see our highs top out at. Significantly warmer than yesterday. just to mention, Wichita only getting up to 47 yesterday, high of 62 today, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Later on tonight, I don't think we'll have to worry about any freeze warnings. We are going to have a mainly clear sky that's going to turn us chilly again, allow us to cool off quite a bit, but lows only in the upper 30s late tonight and by this time tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, slightly warmer, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies again with a high of 64 and a northeast wind at 5 to 15. Right now we're sitting at about 30 degrees, south wind at 6 miles per hour, making it feel a little bit more chilly out there. Actually feels more like 24 when it comes to the wind chill. Visibility at 10 miles, though. I know there was just maybe a little bit of patchy fog in the forecast, but things have been okay when it comes to visibility out there.
I'll tell you, it was nice running yesterday afternoon, pulling a little long sleeve shirt, and away I went. It was good. Not too bad.
Yeah, by the afternoon, though, but we had to get through the morning to do that, you know, decent afternoon.
Well, the sun came out. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ronell. Yeah. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Yeah, yesterday's high 47. Normal high for the date is 70, so that shows you we were a little below normal yesterday. Today is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. On this date in 1978, the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church chose Cardinal Karol Wojtyła to be the new pope. He took the name John Paul II, and that was historic.
An absolutely shocking decision.
He was from Poland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was from a communist country, but apparently as a young man, he'd been, a musician and apparently quite a human being.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
And the Catholic Church was excited about him. I think the whole world kind of got excited about him because there was one attempt on his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to shoot him, did they shoot him? Did they murder him?
Yeah.
It was the same, I think the same year that he was shot, the same year Reagan
was Reagan
shot.
And he were both nearly assassinated.
Wow.
And what a difference, you know, they both survived and basically changed the course of human history by the time the 1980s were over, the two of them.
They were instrumental, I think, in a very good comment. They were instrumental in changing world history. So this was the day that he was named Pope.
And up until that, there had been, 400 or 500 years in a row, popes were Italian.
Always. Yeah,
there's going to be some Italian, but now they reached out and found a very charismatic man from Poland. And
a communist country. Yeah, all right.
And we haven't had an Italian pope since.
All right. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted, and the excitement last night. Ted stayed a little longer than I did last night for the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Awards Banquet, but always fun to go to that and see people that from out of state. You know, I found somebody last night that I'd met on the phone, I'd emailed before over the past couple of years, and didn't know him in person, and that is a guy with the Kansas Information Network, Nick Gosnell,
mm-hmm.
is in town.
Yeah.
And, we get chat for about 8 seconds for some reason. Hey, Nick, how you doing? And all of a sudden, both of us were gone. So I didn't get to talk with Nick very much, but he had expressed an interest in talking with us. And who else did we see? We had some people that we've worked with, several people that we've worked with over the years. And it was just fun to be around. Of course, Ted picked up the Best Sportscast Award. This is your third one, right, Ted?
I've won it a couple of times from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and once from the Associated Press when they still did that.
The AP, yeah.
So I've won Best Sportscast in the state 3 times in my career.
Well, and it's always fun to get peer recognition. Our KNSS also got a first place for our station website as well. So
yeah.
I got to tell you, the cheesecake was great last night. The steaks weren't that great. At the place where we had it, a large hotel in the West.
I liked my steak.
Did you?
No. Oh, okay. Mine was different than yours. Mine was kind of thin, and yours was pretty thick and chewy.
It was pretty chewy, and it took some real elbow grease to cut it. So
I think I had a better cut than you did.
All right.
Well, I looked out.
I go for
and
the,
then the lady next to you, her steak was monstrous. Did you see that
thing?
No,
I didn't.
It was falling off her plate. It was so huge.
It wasn't consistent. Should have swapped with her there. And then there was some sort of to-do between you and two women over which dessert you were going to eat. Remember that?
Yeah, we couldn't figure out the dessert etiquette. It was kind of unclear when you're sitting there, which dessert is yours. Do you reach for it with your right hand or your left hand?
Yeah. Oh, well. We got it solved, and thank you for the all of broadcasters in town for the KAB. If you're listening this morning, it's Steve and Ted on KNSS, and we salute all of our fellow broadcasters. Somebody last night One of my old friends, I think it was Patty, who used to work do the morning show with Don Hall, said, how long have you been in radio now? And I said, well, 48 years. And she couldn't believe it. I thought,
I'm over there on the Hall of
Fame.
Here
I am. I started
Wall of Fame over there.
Started in 1970. Mm-hmm. My gosh, the years stack up after you've been doing them a while. So anyway, it was fun.
And one of our former co-workers, Mark Yearout, we ran into him a little bit last night.
Of course, Dave Wilson, who's down number B98, but I saw him.
And, of course, our weather guy, Dan Holliday, he picked up a couple of awards last night.
I didn't see Dan last night.
He was sitting way in the complete opposite corner of the room that we were.
Okay. Anyway.
And he got up there and picked up a couple pieces of hardware last night.
How about that? All right, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and next year I think they're going to meet in Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to take a whole week off, Ted, to go to that one, huh? Unless we don't win anything, then we won't go at all.
Oh, well, we need to win something, yeah.
We'll go at all. 719, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Award-winning Sports Time with Ted Woodward now. Talking about, what are you talking about? Football, right? Did it lead off with football?
If you wish.
Baseball, whatever. You got several sports to choose from this morning.
Yeah, we did have some baseball action last night in the baseball playoffs. Game 3 for the National League pennant between the Brewers and the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium. Series tied at one game apiece. And it was a dominant effort last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. You heard the game on KFH.
1-0, and a breaking ball in the dirt, and it does bounce away, and Shaw's coming home to score. Just as you were just telling us about, and a curveball in the dirt. It'll go as a wild pitch, but it's a play, I think, that even a Grandal would say, you've got to keep that ball in front of you.
Yeah, the Brewers taking advantage of Dodger mistakes. There weren't many positive aspects at all for the Dodgers last night. Brewers won that game 4-0. Milwaukee is now up 2-1 in that best of 7 for the National League pennant. And they'll go at it again tonight out in Dodger Stadium. Game 4 between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Brewers up 2-1. And that'll be first pitch a little after 8 o'clock tonight. Late night tonight between the Dodgers and the Brewers over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to that game, we'll have the American League Series, Game 3. Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. That's tied at one game apiece. And that'll start a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon over on KFH. We'll talk pro football tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly edition, talking all things Kansas City Chiefs, coming off that high-scoring loss on Sunday at the Patriots, and the Chiefs getting ready for a home game Sunday night at Arrowhead hosting the Bengals. Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will host the Chiefs Kingdom Show. A lot to talk about, 7 o'clock tonight, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Chiefs, a little controversy. We mentioned that you heard a little bit about in the newscast when the Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill scored a long touchdown in New England on Sunday night, and then a New England fan sprayed beer in Hill's face after the touchdown, and that brought a lot of criticism nationwide of that fan. Here's Ryan Clark, ESPN NFL analyst.
Players are expected to behave in a certain manner and conduct themselves in a certain manner, and I think we should be able to have the expectations that the fans will behave in that way as well. And something definitely needs to be done if it's prosecution, if it's not being able to come back to certain games, but there has to be in some way some penalty levied so fans know that this is not okay.
And there was. The Patriots have banned that fan from Gillette Stadium. He's no longer welcome to come to Patriots games. And tonight is the season opener in the NBA. Pro basketball begins tonight with 2 games on the schedule. And that does include the Philadelphia 76ers in Boston taking on the Celtics. So tonight will likely be the pro debut for former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, a rookie on the roster for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Seems like the NBA season just ended.
It wasn't that long ago. And now it starts up
again.
They
got a long season.
Yeah, it's a very, very long season.
Yep.
The NBA starts up tonight, and good luck to Landry Shamet. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A plan to bird dog senators on the job. And traffic and weather coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.